Having had that experience and then doing what you do now as a healer, how do you counsel people that are going through a really difficult death, yeah, or their relative is going through a really difficult death? How do you even communicate that in a way that it's not just a hopeful thought?
Wow. Well, if somebody comes up with the answer to that, it's probably worth quite a bit.
Sounds like maybe you don't know until you know.
I think that's right. I think we have to go through the experience, and whatever that experience brings, if we can face it, we come out on the other side of it. And it's my experience, both with myself and working with others, that even in the loss of an individual that's close to us, if we really experience it completely, people will get to a point where when they first think about that person, their first emotion that's going to come up is this overwhelming sense of gratitude, that they're so thankful to have had them in their life for just that period of time. When people get to that point where, I'm thinking of this person, oh wow, this feeling of just gratitude comes over, then we know we're complete with it. And then the experience is complete. And but like you say, I don't think we know that until we know, until we go through it.
It sounds like grace, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know I heard this beautiful teaching a couple days ago, and it was a woman who had this, you know, on the outside, a tragic story of losing her husband and her little boy in an airplane accident, and it just sounded terrible. And the little boy was killed fairly quickly, and then the husband lasted for a few more hours, but you know, they were in amongst the rubble for hours. It took a long time for them to be found. And so this was like, you know, I think she referred to them as the Three Musketeers, and they were just so supremely happy. And then she lost both of them, and she went through a depression for a couple of years. And the person that was interviewing her asked how she got through it. Like, what was the secret in getting through it? And it was her answer kind of followed what you just said. She said she let herself feel every emotion that came as those 2 years went by. And she would have days where she was just angry at God. And she had days where she was like depressed. And sometimes she was sad, and sometimes she didn't care, but she just let herself experience those emotions. And meanwhile, she had people around her that would be like, you know, trying to convince her not to be angry at God, mm-hmm, or like, yeah, you know, maybe that wouldn't be so spiritual or whatever. And, but that was her, that was how she made her way through. And it was, and now this woman, I'm sure she misses them, but she has healed. She has not resisted, you know, what occurred. It's like this occurred and she moved through that in that way. And I just thought it was an awesome teaching, and it does seem so similar to what you're saying.
Yeah. I think that's the design of life, that our soul seeks experience. And from the soul standpoint, it's really not afraid of anything. Broken bones, war, famine, death. It's actually enjoyable to the soul because it's not attached to that. It knows that it can't be hurt. When the soul comes into the body, we get this attachment, and things are painful, both physically and emotionally and spiritually. And so there are things that we like to avoid, but if we do feel them at the deepest level, something happens. This, the grace you're talking about happens, and the charge is gone. We remember the event. We may have fond memories or feelings, but the negative charge, the hurt, the sting is gone. And I've seen that so many times in so many people, in all kinds of healing modalities, or people that weren't trying any modality, they were just being honest, like you said about the woman who was just feeling what she felt. So I think that's the design of life. It's a pretty smart design.